Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everybody. Are you awake? To some extent? 30%? 40%? Awake? Okay. The first topic we were speaking about God the Creator, and then God the Redeemer, the Incarnate. Now God the Savior. God the Creator, He created us on His image, and we said that His image means created holy, created mindful, created free, and created eternal for eternity, not dying. Even after death, we are going to be resurrected, all the people. Then we said that God the Creator, we can know Him because He is the infinity, and He is the maker of the universe. He is the life giver, the life taker, the life restorer. Nobody can deny these facts. This infinite power is our Lord God that made all things properly and created everything holy and good. But sin changed the things. Even the animals that were very lovely and decent with the human beings started to become wild. The nature started to be disastrous sometimes, having earthquakes, having floods, having different types of catastrophes. All this came after sin, because of sin. Then, when we sinned, God didn't abandon us and leave us unto the end, but He promised to have a Redeemer coming from the offspring of Eve. Now, our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person in the Holy Trinity, was incarnate, taking the form of a man, having Godhead together and manhood, both of them together, divinity and humanity, and the two natures were united into one nature. Now, through being God-man, He could regenerate us, recreate us. And being man-God, humanity and divinity united together, He could redeem us and die on our behalf. And we said that we had, in incarnation, three goals. You forgot them, all of them. What were the goals of incarnation? Why God came like a man? One, to teach us to redeem us. Three, to dwell inside us. Danny, to teach us, to redeem us, to dwell inside us. He took the human nature to His divine nature and came down as a good teacher, a wise teacher, coming down to His little children to teach them. This is something making sense. He cannot stay till we go to Him upwards. It's impossible for us to do this. This is the first goal of incarnation, teaching. The second is redemption, because through His manhood, He could die on our behalf. Being God, He cannot die. God is immortal. And the third thing is that through His unity to the human nature, He can dwell inside us and be inside our hearts. Now, we come to the last point of this convention, that is God the Savior. You are God the Creator, God the Incarnate, God the Savior. How we take salvation? Salvation is based on four pillars, like these four pillars can be: number one, faith in Christ. and number two, sacraments. Number three, works. Number four, transformation of our bodies. I want you to know these 4 points, and I'm not going to be any, I'll be always any briefing things. One, there's faith. Two, sacraments. Three, works, good works. Four, transformation of our bodies. By these four things, I'm going to attain the salvation, the Christian salvation, and the Orthodox concept of salvation. Number one, faith in Christ. And number two, sacraments of the church. Number three, works. Number four, transformation of the body to be a glorified body. I want you to study with me the first one, that's faith. Can you give me some verses about the importance of faith in Christ for our salvation? Who can remember? Even the meaning and not literally the wordings of the verse. Yes, blessed those who believe without seeing. What about faith? St. Paul said to the God of the prison in Philippians, believe and be believe and you are going to be saved, you and your household. What else? Yes, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you are going to move the mountain. The mountain is the mountain of sins, a mountain of the penalty. Okay, what else? Some verses about faith and its importance for our salvation. Uliya. Yes, this is faith without works is dead, but it's more related to the works. But there is faith also, both faith and work. Okay, what else? Aywa, man amana wa'tamad khalus, that who believes and be baptized will be saved. Mark 16:16, exactly. Okay, therefore faith in Christ is the first pillar of salvation, because he is the Redeemer. If I have faith in him, imagine that if I don't have faith in Jesus, why I come to him? I come to him because I have faith in him. I trust that he is the one that can save me. Exactly like, for example, taking the plane or the train. Imagine somebody taking the plane and then he says to his friend sitting beside him, "الطيار يعرف يسوق الطيارة. Can this pilot, you know, fly with this craft or not?" He says, "For sure, I'm not sure about that." And if he, what about his sight? His eyes are good or not? It should be good, but I'm not sure about that. And he knows the way to Los Angeles, or he may go to New York instead. He knows the way, and imagine you are doubting everything. You are never going to take this plane. مشكلة. Faith is simply trusting. I trust our Lord Jesus Christ in saving me. He is God-man. Can regenerate me being God, can die instead of me being man. Therefore, he is the only one that can do it. Number one, I believe in Jesus Christ. This is the first pillar in our salvation. Faith. The baby is not having faith. What about this baby, infant, that I'm going to baptize? Is he having faith and trust in God or not yet? Not yet. But we baptize him on the faith of his parents. And you remember I asked the mother saying to her, أمنت عن هذا الطفل تقول أمن، أمنت عن هذا الطفل تقول أمن، أمنت عن هذا الطفل تقول أمن. Do you believe on behalf of this baby? Yes, I believe. Do you believe? I believe. Do you believe? I believe. Three times I ask her. You know, in baptism, we baptize the children according to the faith of their parents. Parents or somebody else. The so-called Ishbin. Because if, even if the parents are not, you know, very Christian, this baby has a right to become a Christian if they like it. Sometimes one of the parents is Christian, the other is not. But we give this baby to a Christian person to take care of him and to give him the elementaries of the Christian faith. We call him the Ishbin. Ishbin, that's the spiritual guard, the spiritual teacher of this baby. This is the first pillar in our Orthodox concept, that's the faith. The second is the sacraments. Sacraments. After having this faith, either in the baby or in the one who is going to take care of him, I start giving him the sacraments. And the seven sacraments are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What are these? The first is baptism. The second, chrismation. The third, Eucharist. The fourth, repentance. The fifth, unction of the sick. The sixth, marriage. The seventh, priesthood. The seven sacraments participate in my salvation. I tell you, first of all, baptism. I get this baby and baptize him. You know, I pointed to this place. Why? Why I'm pointing like that? The place of the baptistry. Exactly, it's not the entrance. Here it's the entrance. But in ancient days, this place exactly is the place of the baptistry. Even if there is another entrance in the middle here. Why? Because the mother gets the baby from that door, from the street, to the baptistry, and we baptize the baby, and then it comes through this second door, Bosukeda, from west to east, and from left to right. What's the meaning? The sin to righteousness. But what the west exactly, literally? Represents the sin, but west yani darkness. Darkness. East yani a light. Light. From darkness to light. And from left to right. Exactly like the cross sign. We mean that the Holy Spirit got us from the place of dishonor to the place of honor. Therefore, through baptism, this baby will be transmitted from darkness to light and from the place of dishonor to the place of honor, being the Son of God and the Son of the Church. We immerse him in water 5 times. Five? Well, again. Three? Why three? The Trinity. And why three? The 3 days that the Lord spent in the grave. Okay? And then Abuna anoints him with the holy myron. How many crosses? 36. Why 36? Why 36? Man, all the joints, but why 36? 12 by 3. 12 by 3. 3. That's the Trinity. And 12, yani, the apostles. Therefore, through the Trinity, I'm going to be one of the apostles of Christ. One of the disciples, yes. 3 by 12. 3 representing the Holy Trinity, and 12 the disciples. Therefore, through the Trinity, I'm going to be a disciple of the Lord. Now, I am sure that you know where the 36 crosses are, if you remember them. Tale Tony, all homely. المفروض انت تقولهم صح، لو ما قلتهمش صح فيها خناقة. The first cross on the head. Why?
To sanctify
the thoughts. Second and third. لا. One. Two, three, four. The nostrils and the mouth. One on the head, two and three on the nostrils, four on the mouth. Five, six, seven, eight, alay. Ears and eyes. بس كده هو ايه ده هي four this way and four that way. It's a cross on the head. A big cross. Containing eight inside. One for the thoughts and seven for the senses. One. This is one. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. The هم دول difficult. بعد كده كله سهل. قولهم يلا. لا خلينا فوق. More. لا more عشان يحفظوهم. Two and three. Yeah, two and three. Four.
Five and six.
تبتدي من هنا.
Five and six.
لا. No. بس five, six, seven, eight. يعني as if I am. يعني احنا واحنا بنبص واحنا بنعمل الكروس دي على طول انا بعمل كده. على طول كده. هنا كام بقى؟
Two
here. Number كام؟ Nine. Nine and ten. And this means. The heart. 11 and 12, the back, and this symbolizing the will. Because Tony stretched his back to start to make something. It's the will now moving. Olum kullo, the 12.
One over the head.
Two, three,
four, five.
9, 10, Hena. Ah, 11 and 12 on the back. This is the first collection of 12. Then the second collection, stretch your arms. Two for this joint, back and front, back and front, back and front. Two makes six and another. And what are the hands for A? The works or the deeds. And then. Six for each leg, two for each joint. We start always left to right, always because we want to move always from left to right. And then the legs are symbolizing what? The way. فاكرين انتو السونج مش كده؟ Do you remember? مين يقول معايا؟ كريستين؟ حفظة؟ يلا. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Savior of my soul, let my thoughts be your thoughts, that is all in all. Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my senses be your senses, that is all in all. Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my heart be your heart, that is all in all. Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my will be your will, that is all in all.
Jesus Christ,
our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my deeds be your deeds, that is all in all. Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior of my soul, let my way be your way, that is all in all.
Thank you very much. Therefore, how many areas I asked for sanctification? The first is the thoughts, senses, heart, will, deeds, and way. Thank you very much. Therefore, these This is baptism and Mairun. After anointing this baby with 36 crosses, I get him what type of clothes, what color?
Why?
Apparent. He is now pure and holy. We put him into white clothes, and we tie him with a robe, reddish in color. Why reddish? It's the color of the blood of Jesus. And tying him means he is committed to the Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? This is baptism and Mairun. Then Mama Gibu from the west to the east and from the left to the right to take the Holy Communion, through which Jesus will be abiding in him. Now he started to sin. He is growing older and older. He started to sin. No problem. There is the repentance and confession to get him back to the blessings of baptism. He was a bit sick. He asked Abuna to come. Abuna whispered in his ears, "Well, is there anything wrong? You can confess." Because sometimes the physical disease may be the result of a sin. That's why in the Bible it's mentioned that whenever you are sick, ask the priest to come and anoint you with oil. And if you have a sin, it will be forgiven through repentance. There is, you know, here some sort of relation. You know, the so-called psychosomatic diseases. The diseases of the soma, of the body, may come from some psychological troubles. Mishkeda? If I'm worried, if and so on. Some tension, why there is diabetes, why there is hypertension? It's because of this psychological troubles now the body suffers. And also spiritual troubles. If somebody has, you know, any wrong relations, he may have AIDS, he may have chlamydia. You know chlamydia? You don't know chlamydia? Chlamydia. Huh? Yeah. You know it. It's an infectious disease transmitted through sexual relations. And it's like a microbe infecting the genitalia of, for example, the male. He doesn't feel anything abnormal except some burning urination. He may say, "It's cold, that's it." But it's not cold, it's this virus or this microbe that destroys the genitalia from the inside. And it's transmitted to the female to make something called silent salpingitis. Silent. Yeah, and she will feel no pain. The tubes are going to be infected by the microbe and she doesn't feel any pain silently. And then it destroys the two ovaries, this microbe. It's a well-known disease that comes through sexual relations. And you know other so-called STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. Therefore, sometimes the sin is the cause of the disease or the sickness or the physical trouble. And therefore, the church gave us this sacrament. Actually, it's not the church, it's Jesus himself through the Bible. It's written in St. James, "If you are sick, ask the priest to come and anoint you. If you have done anything wrong, confess and repent in order to be forgiven." And it joins the two together, the spiritual and the physical things. Now he is a good man, working in the church, serving the Lord. And then he finds a good girl and he says, "This can be my partner and we want to marry." Comes the sacrament of matrimony. Matrimony is important for salvation. Why? Because most of the people are called to have marriage. If you are called to have marriage, marriage will help you in satisfying your desires in a holy way. Otherwise, you are going to deviate. Therefore, it's written in the Bible that marriage is better than burning. And that's why you marry, in order to help yourself in your salvation. Even marriage is important in salvation. You may say, what about the celibate people? There's a minority, and they have a special gift to have some relation with God that, you know, can replace this type of marriage to be something spiritual between them and God. It's a gift from God. But for those who are called to marriage, and they are the vast majority, they need to marry in order to keep themselves from deviation and from behaving in an incorrect way. Then we have the priesthood. This is the sacrament that serves all the other sacraments. If we have a bishop, we have a priest, we have a deacon, and so on, they serve the other sacraments that are made for our salvation. Therefore, we are saved by faith, sacraments. Number three, works. As we just listened, faith without works is a dead. Faith can be proved through works. And the good works can give me an indicator that there is faith inside. Tell me the faith in the life, the faith and work in the life of Joseph in his temptation. What did he say? How can I do this great sin in front of God? The work and he didn't commit the sin. With faith, he believed that God is with him even in Egypt. Despite Egypt was a pagan country at that time, worshipping idols, worshipping the Pharaoh. But Saint Joseph was committed to faith and works. Give me some examples of the good works that we have to do in the church. A lot of works. Like what? Good works. Like what? I make the urban the church. What else, man? Helping the poor. Very quickly. Visiting the sick. More. Serving in Sunday schools. More. Bringing people to the church. The George, don't they? George Concord? لا ما نعرف ده ما مش تبعي ده ما عرفش فيه Bringing the people to the church. Good. What else? To be nice with each other. Being good Christians. Cleaning the church, yes, it's a very good job. Serving as a deacon. Praying for others, for sure. Fasting. But it's good. It's a good work, but if we want to help to others, but it's a good sign, yes. And taking care of all the handicapped and the senior citizens, and all these are good works. All these are good works. Faith, sacraments, works. The last is transformation of body. And this means that after we leave this world, our souls go to the paradise. Our bodies are still in the tomb. Now, in the day of resurrection, the coming, second coming of Christ, the souls in the paradise come and be unified to the bodies in the tombs, and then we are going to be resurrected having an illuminated, glorious, heavenly, holy, eternal bodies, new bodies, spiritual bodies. Now these spiritual bodies are going to fly to the clouds to be with the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the second advent, and then after all the Christian family comes to the clouds with our Lord Jesus Christ, he takes us and flies to heavens to go to the holy kingdom, heavenly Jerusalem, and to spend our eternity with God forever in joy and in worship and in praise. Do you know the velocity or speed of light? How much? 300 kilometers per second. This is the speed of light. 300,000. I said 1,000 or not? I didn't say. 300,000 kilometers per second. This is the speed of light. What's the speed of the spirit? I don't know. For sure the speed of the spirit is more than the speed of light. And therefore this illuminated spiritual body will fly to heavens with our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we dwell in the kingdom of God forever, praising and loving and joyous. This is the fourth pillar of salvation. We are saved after having these four conditions. Yalla ulum tani kela. One, faith in Christ. Two, sacraments of the church. Three, works, good works. Four, that's the transformation of our bodies to be glorified and illuminated bodies. Then we are going to be finishing our salvation process, and we dwell with the Lord in the kingdom forever. Thank you very much for your cooperation.